my residential.
A team of 11 seventh graders at St. Thomas the Apostle School in Miami is preparing for their local Future City competition. The national contest challenges students to imagine, design, and build cities of the future, some of which they presented to a group of engineers visiting from around the world.
Flying vehicles have safety issues and financial issues.
They imagined cars that drive underground, solar panels that trade places with wind turbines by night, and a sophisticated system of elevated mass transit. Fia Saar is one of the people who runs Future City. She says middle school is the ideal time to get kids thinking this way, because that's when they start losing interest in math and science.
It's our hypothesis that engineering is kind of the gateway. It can be the piece that becomes the motivator to stay involved in science.
Anna Portella, a science teacher at St. Thomas, uses Future City to help her students develop an engineering mindset.
It really expands their minds, and that's mostly what I want to get out of them, not only to become better students and better adults, but also to expand their mind on the possibilities.
The last two St. Thomas teams won first place in the Miami region, earning them a spot at the national finals in Washington, D.C. Last year, members of the award-winning squad got to meet President Obama. This year's team will present their version of the future at the regional competition in January. I'm Rachel Morello in Miami.